But as you recover from your Easter sugar overload, the nation's largest sugar milling company, Wilmar, is preparing to meet with cane growers to negotiate new supply agreements. It comes almost 4 months after the Queensland Parliament passed laws requiring millers to allow growers a choice of marketer, whether that be the miller itself or the likes of Queensland Sugar Limited. Wilmar says it is putting together agreements that comply with the new law and has announced it will meet with cane grower collectives in a couple of weeks' time, on the 19th of April. Paul Scambury is the chairman of Cane Growers. Paul, you've told me this is a major step forward. Just tell me why.
Craig, from a cane grower's perspective, we view this announcement as being a positive development in this standoff relative to raw sugar marketing. As you would be aware, this dispute has been at play for 2 years. It culminated with the successful passage of the Real Choice in Sugar Marketing Bill on December the 3rd last year, and you would recall at that juncture that the mills obviously subjected that bill to very strident and at times trenchant criticism of the bill. They said it was unworkable, they said it was anti-competitive, and that they might seek relief through the courts or through the political process. So I was surprised on Easter Thursday, but a welcome surprise, that the language has changed and that Wilmar is now prepared to come to the table and talk to the growers. But Craig, my final comment is this, that certainly we're not getting carried away. We see this as a positive development. I'm under no illusions as to how difficult a conversation is yet to be had, but we think this is pushing this issue in the right direction now.
Now, Wilmar saying they're putting together agreements that comply with the new law. Will this be on April the 19th, effectively the first time that you've sat down with Wilmar since that legislation was passed in Queensland Parliament?
Well, let me clarify. I won't be involved in those discussions. These negotiations are properly matters between the grower collectives. There's a number of grower collectives in Wilmar and Wilmar itself. My understanding is that Wilmar want to have an initial conversation on the 19th, a without prejudice conversation. So I don't know what's going to be put on the table, but I can only glean from the letter that they are proposing to obviously put forward a contract that embodies the provisions of the Act. So Craig, I think it's a constructive and positive step forward.
Paul Scambury, Wilmar says its approach will ensure that it effectively manages, and I'm quoting this, effectively manages commercial risks for the company and growers. What do you take that to mean?
Well, I don't know what that means. I guess that there will be a conversation between the grower collectives and Wilmar. As I can only reiterate, I'm under no illusions as to how difficult a conversation is yet to be had. But the headline statements, Craig, are that they will comply with the Act and the contract will very much reflect the provisions of that bill. It's a major change in language. It's a substantial advancement from where this industry has been in relation to this raw sugar marketing dispute.
How much pressure are collectives under to sign to new agreements, because many growers would be seeing these strong global prices, wanting to take advantage of those to be able to forward price. You can't forward price without a cane supply agreement. So is there a degree of urgency from the perspective of collectives in here right now?
Well, there's an enormous amount of angst for the growers in the Wilmar, COFCO and MSF areas. They at this juncture do not have any contracts in place for 2017. So, yes, I think there's some pricing pressure on people, but that pricing pressure is not just on growers, but certainly on Wilmar itself. At the end of the day, they can't price sugar unless they've got a contract with growers to supply cane. So there's some good prices on the board now, and I obviously think that this is timely now that the growers and millers can hopefully sit down, and we now have a greater level of confidence that a contract can be made for 2017.
Paul Scambury, in the absence of these contracts to this date, are you at all worried, or have your members reported back to you that they have held back on planting that they would normally have started by this time?
Well, I think your ABC has covered stories of growers who have been somewhat reticent in terms of making investment decisions. In some parts of the industry, I understand in the Burdick and some planting is underway. Certainly, I am well aware from speaking to growers that some people have held off investment decisions on the basis that there is no contract for 2017. So time is of the essence. But I want to make the point, Craig, that out of 7 milling companies, 6 milling companies have now either had or are having a range of informal or formal discussions about contracts. That's a positive thing. I think it's headed in the right direction.
It'll be interesting to see what transpires come the 19th of April when that meeting does happen between Woolmar and cane grower collectors. Paul Skembury, good to chat. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig.